Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Couple news and notes. We'll get back to the phone calls. Tigers, a scheduled double dip tomorrow, and that was obviously the last option. The Mets had no interest in giving up a day off, much less having the double dip, but the weather is just not cooperating. So it'll be a noon, I believe a 12:10 start. They'll try to play this thing straight through. Because again, it's interleague. You know, if you're the Tigers, you don't want to make a single day trip back to the Big Apple. You want to get these done and never look back. Mm-hmm. You know,
especially if you're World Series bound. You don't have to make that day trip.
Well, we're going to talk about what it's going to take for, look, I don't speak for any of the fans. They can do whatever they like. What will it take for me to get excited? I have a check mark. I think it's very similar to the Lions. When you've been bad for a long time, you've got to start unwinding that past in order for me to view you differently. So we'll talk about it top of the hour. I want to get to the people, though. A lot of people calling in about it. We're having some fun with it, which is like, hey, your neighbor just got a new car. Oh, did they get a real mini pony for their daughter's birthday? And you got Uncle Leo drunk in the corner? It's this idea.
They just took a vacation. Where?
Houston has had an electric offseason. Lions have had a good one. I don't think it's been great. I think it's been good. It's the idea of I watch a team that I think is going all in, and I'm a little envious. And you have to unpack. No, I don't want the Lions trading for Steph Diggs. I wanted the Lions to make a Steph Diggs type move. Now, maybe they still will. Maybe they end up getting a big time corner post June 1. Maybe Dave Burkett was onto something. I don't know. I like what they did. But, like, I love what Houston's done. Mm-hmm. And Houston knows our window's now. We got to get this done in C.J. Stroud's rookie QB window. We're going for it. Mm-hmm. And in one foul swoop, I think by making the deal with the Bills, they ended the Bills' window. Bills have $32 million in dead cap from Steph Diggs. And now their top two wide receivers are gone. Gabe Davis and Diggs are gone. Defense has lost basically every starter you care about.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole window thing is standing over for a long time. I know this is new territory for Detroit fans, but I mean, you could just look at the Bengals. Went from a play or two away from winning a Super Bowl to out of the playoffs in what, 2 years?
Well, the quarterback died.
No, but things happen.
Okay, and all of a
sudden,
happens. Yeah.
Right, and all of a sudden, your window doesn't seem like it's going to be 5 years from now, and you're worrying about paying LaPorta, and you're worrying about paying all these people, and then you realize, oh, that's what they were talking about when they said, don't worry about 4 years from now, just worry about this season.
Let's go to Raymond, see where he's at with things. 97.1. Hi, Raymond, what's going on?
Oh, no, Moss, the deflator is back. Hey, Mike, hey, Rico, how you guys doing?
The deflator. What's going on? What do you got?
Not too much. When I look at, like, the Lions and I look at the Texans, because I really like the Texans and what they've been doing over the past year, I mean, they pretty much tripped themselves into that playoff run when they, you know, ended up, you know, having C.J. Stroud just, you know, bloom out of nowhere. So now they're kind of in the position of, like, okay, well, now that we've got a QB that we don't have to pay for, like, another 4 years, might as well go all in and, you know, get Danielle Hunter and get Stephon Diggs and add a couple other pieces. And, you know, now you can truly make a nice, you know, 4 year run. Whereas it, when you look at what the Lions are trying to do, they're trying to buck the trend of like what the Bills, you know, had, where they're not trying to, you know, have a 2 year run. I mean, they really want to have like a 10 year run. So I think what the Lions are really trying to do is have flexibility. No matter what moves that they make, they always want to have that flexibility to say, okay, well, if you go, you know, and sign this guy, well, then we'll just dip it and go to, you know, this plan over here. You know, so I think that Brad Holmes, you know, thinks he's just that confident in making draft picks that, you know, he can kind of buck the trend and, you know, just sign guys that he needs to sign, you know, for cheap deals, so he doesn't have to go out and make that big splash.
What did you make of, like, from an ideology, right? Like, what did you make when you saw today they matched Brock Wright and they brought back Vildor? Like, again, this, it's almost like an addiction to their own players. Like, what do you make of that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I didn't mind the Vildor one as much just because he's just a depth guy and there's no guarantees on the roster, you know, when the season starts. Whereas with Brock Wright, I think it's a little bit important to kind of keep him away from San Francisco, especially with all the run game things that they could do with him. You think about, you know, all the, you know, system plays that, you know, Brock Wright would know and be able to, you know, give to, you know, San Francisco as far as intel. I think it's a little bit more important to keep a guy like that around, especially with how, you know, good he could be in the run game. I think it's a little bit underrated as far as what he could do for us.
I like your espionage angle. Yankees Red Sox from like 15 years ago. I dig it. We got to keep him away from them. I like it.
Okay.
You wanted Brock Wright, didn't you? Okay. See,
so
arrogant. He's above it all. He doesn't need a good tight end. Let's go to Jerry.
We got one.
97.1. Jerry, how you doing?
Good afternoon, guys. Another fine, hideous day in Southeast Michigan.
Jerry, when's the
another beautiful day in Zamunda?
When?
I just want some sunshine.
That's
I just want a little bit of sun.
I don't even care how cold it is. Why can't we get 72 hours of sunlight in this place?
You'll get it this weekend. Please. You'll enjoy yourself for Tigers opening day.
Yeah. So to answer your question, yeah, I have been seeing what Houston's doing and I have been a little jealous and a little envious, but I feel like if this were any other season, I would feel differently if we weren't making splash moves because we would have nothing to show for and it wouldn't look like we're trying for anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like he was saying, I feel like the Houston just kind of tripped into their success there. And in terms of, like, maybe they're better than us on paper, the way it looks, but there's something intangible between a sophomore quarterback versus a guy like Jared Goff, and I think that would show up in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, you know, if we end up meeting up. But I don't mind what the Lions are doing because I think, like you're saying, they're going to wait until the draft happens and then they're going to see what they need to do after that. And honestly, regarding Diggs, I truly, you're going to call me crazy, but I truly believe that Diggs would have hurt our wide receiver room more.
Yeah,
than
I don't want
it.
Him. No, listen.
I don't either.
Let me be unequivocal. You have your alpha, right? You have a top five receiver.
Yep.
Anyone I brought in would have to complement, not supplement, Amon-Ra. So I am completely with you. No question.
And I don't think Diggs would cede that role of, you know, the number one receiver on the team because he's never been anything
right.
But I think he would have a hard time adjusting to not being the main guy. And he's already crying about not getting targets. He's going to come here, he's not going to get any.
Exactly. No, you could never do it. It was more the idea of it all. You know, the idea
right.
of why give up a third for Carlton Davis when you could have given up a third and more money for L'Jarius Sneed. Like, there are things that you're left pondering and you're like, all right, well, Brad's done a hell of a good job.
But this doesn't make sense right now.
I just want a little bit. It's, you know what it is, Jerry? You want a little bit more. You know you like what they've done, but you want a little bit more.
I think if we just have patience, young grasshopper, give it a couple months, I think we'll get a little bit more.
All right.
That's all we need. I think we'll get it.
That's all I need. I need Jerry. I need you to call me the day we get Marshawn Lattimore.
I call you guys once a week, man.
I know. No, you're all good. You know what I mean. I want to do that show. We're going to have a party hat on Rico. It's going to be exciting. The day.
Why do I get a party hat?
Because if we got a lead, like a big time corner.
I'm leaving that for you, man. Put the hat on.
I could do it. I could.
You give me the party favor.
Right. Exactly. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. Got a question for Tiger fans, top of the hour as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.